There's a blue in the night, meets the gold of the day. And thanks, guys, in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Charioteers and biggest guest, Al Jolson. And now, for John to present a great star, a man whose thrilling voice and singing style have long been a tradition in the entertainment world, a performer whose career has been marked with success upon success.
Hold up just a minute. John Jolson isn't here yet. You better introduce me first.
Oh, yes, that's right. Pardon me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to present Bob Hope, straight man, and a golfer of sorts, Bing Crosby.
Ah, John, you can get back in the Philco freezer. John, give me a little small music box effect, will you?
Okay, music.
Yes.
A greyhound who had lots of speed was surely bound to fall. For morning, noon, and evening, he'd be chasing his own tail. He was running around in circles, running around in circles, getting nowhere. A squirrel in a treadmill coat, around and round he'd go. You'd think that he'd be in a row, but soon he didn't know. He was running around in circles, running around in circles, getting nowhere. The man who runs the carousel is often heavy-hearted. He rides all day, but sad to say, he winds up where he started. So concentrate and clear your mind. It seems it never lasts. Or you'll wake up some day and find your senses all at fault. You've been running around in circles, running around in circles, getting nowhere. Getting nowhere very fast.
All right, I say, but wouldn't that song make you feel a little dizzy?
Then is this sudden interest in how I feel on the level? Or is it?
Oh, of course, you know.
I know that your little habit of switching everything I say back to Soco Radio. You're the kind of a guy who, you see a pretty girl getting off the train, you'd whistle at her Soco Portable. Thank you.
Oh, why not, Bill? That Soco Portable is so sensational, it plays even on trains without needing any special area.
Okay, so it's a powerhouse. But don't you think the Soco people would have done better if they'd sort of got a portable with arms and legs so you could call it piggyback?
Why, Bill? Why put arms and legs on a portable when it's so handy and compact? That still calls no bother to carry around.
This boy knows all the answers. Tell me, Ken, will it come when you whistle for it?
Oh, I should say not, Bill. It doesn't sound awful whistles and background noises. Ken's in place to stop her and clear her, so there's less space than a fair. Maybe I should remind you that it brings in stations all along the dial, too, and compare its marvelous tone, even with console radios. Unless you forget all your previous ideas about portable radio listening, drop in at your Soco dealer and take a listen to Soco's sensational new portable. It's tough, and it's a Soco, famous for quality the world over.
Ben Paul Tomo sang a song a couple of weeks ago. It sounded very Spanish to me. It is.
What am I gonna do about you? Didn't mind the others I knew. But what am I gonna do about you? smile I ever knew. Oh, what am I gonna do about you? My hopes were growing dimmer. My chances slimmer. Each passing day, I could have held out longer. But love was stronger. You had your way. And now all my dreams, and I've had a few. Suddenly they're all coming true. So what are you gonna do about me? What am I gonna do about you?
Yet a difficult task. In describing this fellow's talents, one thought naturally went to support it, yet somehow they seem inadequate. The supporting Berlin to put into words and music Al's dynamic personality, his philosophy, and his entertainment viewpoint.
Let me sing a funny song. The crazy words that rolled along. And it's my song, and started laughing. A broken heart that I've been gay. If my song can stop you crying, I'm happy. And it's true, I'm blue. But if you are the rest of me.
Soco Radio Town. May I say, Al, you're looking fine.
I'd appreciate it if you would.
Al, what's this badge you got on here tonight? What is that in your lapel?
Oh, that?
Yeah.
That's a very important decoration, and I'm very proud of it.
It's an impressive item, isn't it? What is it, the Legion of Merit?
No. You get this little thing for seeing the Golden Story 200 consecutive times.
You have compiled an enviable record, Al. You know, I once saw one of my pictures so many times, I finally got to know my line.
Really?
Yeah. But your picture, 200 times, really? But didn't it get monotonous? Then, you see me standing here with my teeth and my mouth?
Yes.
George, I'm going to tell you something.
What's that? I enjoyed every minute of it.
But even so, Al, sitting through your picture that many times, it's got to make you Mr. Callis of 1947.
No, come here.
I wasn't just sitting there. I kept very busy around the theater.
Doing what?
Well, I was running around knocking bags of popcorn out of people's hands. You see, I don't want any punch, snap, or crackle when I'm singing.
You have a point, Dad, a definite point. The popcorn, you know, sometimes necessary, eh? Lots of people rush to the theater without taking time to eat. They get hungry.
Let them eat marshmallows.
But anyway, Bing, listen. Let's forget about the Jolson story.
Oh, Al, how can you say that?
I gotta say, it's written here.
Don't worry, you let it go in sincerely that we know where your heart lies.
But I do want to say this, Bing. You know, sincerely, since I appeared in your program a few weeks ago, honestly, I've just been swamped with all kinds of radio offers.
Mm-hmm.
Telegrams, phone calls, messages all night long.
Oh, Al, I'm sorry if I got you into a big shimmick. I'm sorry that our appearance together has disturbed the serenity of your private life.
Don't be silly, I love it. And I want to tell you something, Bing.
Right.
Bones and Allen call me out to be on that program.
Really?
Bonnie Bryce call me. Eddie Turner call me.
Turner calls everybody.
Correct?
Correct.
William, Fred Allen called me.
Yeah?
Jim Miranda called me. Even Bob Hope wants me on his program.
Hope wants you. Hope needs you.
Kind of...
Any other big offers?
Well, they want me to roll up my pants and appeal to the court judge. I don't know about that. But it isn't Bing.
Huh?
Mr. District Attorney's after me.
Huh?
Of course, I don't know if that's for radio or not.
That's for radio, I'm sure.
Well, I don't want to bore you with any more of this thing.
I got to hear about
it. You do, really?
Yeah, like
well,
that.
Yeah, I know. All of a sudden, you know. But look, there was one guest shot on a show, and I had to turn it down. I was sorry, but Dingy, I just couldn't do it.
What was that?
They wanted to make me clean for a day. What's that phone? I bet that's Santa. I'll answer it. Hello?
Hello. Who is this speaking, please?
Al Jolson.
Mr. Jolson, this is the UPA radio survey. Would you mind telling me what program you're listening to?
Bing Crosby. And mark it down, honey. We need some points. I was just going to sing a pretty little song.
Well, let's have it.
Okay, hold the phone.
Baby, baby.
Simply good, Al, and desperately in the grossing tradition.
Thank you, Dean.
That's about the finest really in your group. But what about those great comedy numbers you used to do, Al?
Oh, I used to do some funny comedy, the crazy way to go along, but I don't know, since the body shop's, you know, that's just crazy, I kind of got away from it.
I got away from it. You remember Rip Van Winkle?
Now, please, Dean. I remember Rip. But I never knew the old boy personally.
No, I mean the song you used to sing about Rip Van Winkle.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Didn't you really have a memory?
See, so how did it start now?
Well, let's see, the voice went something like this.
Many years ago, lived the wife of Happy Rip Van Winkle.
That's the one.
Well, that's all I remember. But see if you remember the rest of it.
I'll take a shot at it.
Okay,
well,
I'll
take a five. I don't know.
The wife was happy with Van Winkle. One day she drove Philip away as the little stars began to twinkle. All that he had under his hat, and she was glad to see him go. So over the hills she went, left her without a cent, spending her money to know. Who paid the rent and Mr. Rip Van Winkle? Then Rip Van Winkle went away. And while he slept for 20 years, he was a trick away her too. She had no friends in the place, had no one to embrace, but the landlord always saw her with a smile on her face. He paid the rent for Mrs. Rip Van Winkle, and Rip Van Winkle went away.
Well, that was good. You did right,
huh?
But there's one little thing you forgot in that song.
Okay.
Well, you see, that's a Dutch song.
There's a Dutch one, Rip,
yeah, right? Sure, you see, and I think, without, you know, I don't want to be personal, yeah. This is your program, I think...
I want you to slow down. We'll miss, Al. Miss, huh? You get away from that.
Well, what I'm trying to do, I think this song should go something like this.
Let me hear
it. He played the one from Mrs. Rip Van Winkle. Rip Van Winkle is under way.
That's a problem, there, man.
And though he slept up against the year.
Such a sleepyhead.
Who was it just away, hot tears? He had no friends in the place.
That's bad.
No one to embrace. Well, do what the landlord always wore. With a smiling smile, frown. He paid the rent for Mr. Rip Van Winkle. Then Rip Van Winkle ran away.
Heard the Scotch and Grammar Kids in the Cop Show. Our new rendition of that song is going to bring back wooden shoes, I promise you.
However, I don't think we'll ever bring Rip that out of the road.
Well, it might have put us into it, you know.
Sure, yeah, it didn't begin there. And, now listen, please. You're going to...
Grossing is there.
Yeah, up there with Miss Grossing.
Hey, Jane, I meant to tell you something.
Why?
Well, a darn thing happened to me this noon. I just got to tell you about it. I was in the dairy, you know, the rest of it, good stuff,
yeah.
Well, a little old man came up that table and said to me, Mr. Wilson, our lodge is running a big benefit, so next day, and I'd appreciate if you come over and sing a few songs.
He dropped you in the back booth, huh?
Oh, he got
me. You're glad you had me.
Well, he seems like such a nice old fella. I told him I'd appear the benefit. He thanked me and said, I wonder if I could ask you one more little favor. Did you bring Red Skelton with you?
This is Berlin.
Oh, yeah. Bing's a big show. Well, you ain't heard nothing of Bing. So I told him I'd bring Skelton. When I said that, I never saw a man so happy and was so grateful. He said, bless you, Mrs. Golding. And there were tears in his eyes.
Sounds like an Academy Award performance.
I wouldn't know. He should have been one of the five anyway, then. Well, anyway... The man said, Mrs. Golson, you could do me one more little favor. Get Bing Crosby to come through.
Me?
I'm talking about your brother, Edward.
I said, now, wait a minute. I'll be there.
He's a big stage here, isn't he?
I'll get along with my brother, too. He'll be just as good. I said, now, wait a minute. I'll be there. Shelton will be there. But honestly, I don't know about Crosby. And he said, look, if you do me this favor, I'll do a big favor for you. I said, what's that? And he said, if you can get Crosby to come to the benefit, you can stay home. How do you like? Just for that, I'm going to go to the benefit with you, Al. I thought, oh, well, Ben, then we can give the folks some of those things they've always liked to hear.
Like what, for instance?
Well, like this, for instance. Are you with me?
I'm never going to leave you.
Well, no, then. Somebody get me a Band-Aid. I just blew a gasket. Oh, well, there you are, Jay.
Thank you,
Ken. Well, is it
only
old
people,
man?
Well, now, it's commercial time, and it's either us or Carpenter.
Now, wait a minute, Ken. You don't mean to say we're going to sing another commercial after what happened the last time I was on with you. We got to keep singing now that we get one right. If we get one right, that'll take us right into television.
Well, come on, let's have a go at this one.
Okay, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed for good luck.
That's nothing. Corporal's got a couple of vice presidents to talk.
They look better that way.
I'm glad I went and bought a brand new Philco. Everywhere you find that Philco is the world. That's the world. It's the best of my heart. It makes you feel you're a great magician. Just a record in the good and the man you're done. With the fun, with the new. For the one, I sure do like my Philco. Do you? I do.
Don't tell me that wasn't a
trickle
from corn.
Oh, no, it's all right, Al. Anyhow,
did you make the hip parade for the anniversary song?
The anniversary song?
Yeah. That's just in time.
So I want to thank you very much for dropping in. Remember, the Philco welcome mat is always out to you.
Well, great for our Dingo boy. Always a good pleasure.
So long, well, good night, folks. See you next
good
week.
Night, Dingo. Good night. This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week to hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, the orchestra, the Charioteers, Dick Henderson, Peggy Lee, and Bing Scott. What will that may be? And remember, only Philco makes the 1201. It's the New York Convention Radio from Philco, the leader.